So, I took his knife. But there was no joy in it, I tell you. I was scared all the while, and true enough, he found me. There was a brazier in the room. Gregor never said a word, just picked me up under his arm and shoved the side of my face down on the burning coals and held me there while I screamed and screamed. You saw how strong he is. Even then, it took 3 grown men to drag him off me. The septons preach about the 7 hells. What do they know? Only a man who's been burned knows what hell is truly like. My father told everyone my bedding had caught fire, and our maester gave me ointments. Ointments? Gregor got his ointments too. 4 years later, they anointed him with the 7 oils, and he recited his nightly vows, and Rhaegar Targaryen tapped him on his shoulder and said, "Arise, Sir Gregor." The Rasting boys trailed off. He squatted silently before her, a hulking black shape, shrouded in night, hidden from her eyes. Sansa could hear his ragged breathing. She was sad for him, she realized. Somehow the fear had gone away. The silence went on and on, so long that she began to grow afraid once more. But she was afraid for him now, not for herself.